All right, guys. So I made y'all wait till after the show to talk to Law. I don't even really know what the hell to say because we just saw an hour's worth of just everybody getting their asses kicked. So, man, you got history that's not just Prince music and that. So just give it to us. Like, where do you come from? Because 1 minute I didn't know about you, now like it's all anybody's talking about.
Well, first and foremost, born and raised Brooklyn, New York, St. Mark's Ave, Albany Projects, the Crown Heights section, and mostly known for my work with Parliament Funkadelic, 420 Funk Mob, and Enema Squad, which is all P-Funk affiliated. And I'm known, you know, probably around the world for my work with my late friend, the iconic Amy Winehouse. Plus, my legendary grandfather is Blues Hall of Famer inductee, the late Sam Bluesman Taylor. So that's how most folks know me.
Awesome. And so I found you through the Planet 12 record. Man, and that record's slamming. It's 2012, but it's slamming from the beginning to the end. There's no filler. It's no BS. And mm-hmm. I don't even know, man. So, do we got a new project coming on the way? Like,
yeah, we got. I have actually four different projects coming on the way. So, make sure you're taking your notes on this one. I got two mixtapes coming out. One is called Red Catastrophe. That's all the lyrical hip-hop stuff. The second mixtape is Purple Champagne, which is all R&B stuff. And then I'm working on my double album, which is going to be The Psychotic Chameleon. So that's going to be a double album coming out towards the end of the year. And me and my incredible mother, we have a band called Sam, which is a blues soul album in tribute to my late legendary grandfather. Plus, I got people I'm producing in my camp that we're working on now, which is crazy. We got Shaka Khan's daughter, Indira Icon, that we're working on right now. So it's about to go down in 2019 and 2020.
Yeah, man, and if y'all can hear, he's out of breath because there's like 1,000 people in there, and he just kicked everybody's ass. Just did it. We're pulling out restraining orders in the morning, so it's all good. But man, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing it. We did it for the love of Prince tonight. Like, yes. what does Prince mean to you as a musician?
Oh man, you got time?
I got all the time in the world.
Man, listen, man, as you probably heard in my show, you know, outside of my incredible family, you know, the Jacksons and Michael, you know, Seagorn, those are my first primary heroes. But when it was time for me to grow as a musician and to be diverse in my musical selection, Prince became the go-to guy for me because, you know, he was doing a smorgasbord of everything. And that's the direction I kind of want to head in because, you know, as a black artist, they always pigeonhole us to the stuff that we created. Like, you know, I mean, which is not a problem either. You know, R&B, gospel, funk, and R&B. But Prince, like Stevie Wonder before him, Prince became the example of, you're not going to put a box on me. I want to do it all. Pop, rock, jazz, classical. And before that man passed away, he achieved all that. So I paid attention to him in the early years more than anybody else because he really showed me where to go musically in terms of that. Not to copy, but more so to know that if I want to do hip-hop, I could do hip-hop. If I want to do funk, I could do funk. If I want to do rock, I could do rock. I could do whatever I want to do. And that's what Prince was. He was the ultimate rock star rebel, and he forever means that to me. There is no me without him or the Minneapolis architects in general.
So I know there were some Facebook Lives going, and I really didn't. I did the first song, but then I had to enjoy the show. So if y'all caught the Facebook Lives, great. If not, there's a reason to go to the show. Follow him on all of his social media, which he gave us out there, but I'll let you give it to him again here.
Yes. On Instagram, it's @Planet12Law, @Planet12Law. And, of course, on Twitter, same thing, @Planet12Law, @Planet12Law. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/LawPlanet12.
And while we're at it, y'all can get the CD there. You can get it on iTunes,
absolutely.
Spotify.
iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, all that stuff.
And so where can they get it? I've been asking all the artists out here, where can they get the album that you get the biggest piece of the pie?
Pretty much iTunes, pretty much the same form, iTunes, Amazon, you know. Okay. And we have both albums out. We have the first album, The Planet 12 Syndrome, and we have the second one called The Planet 12 Live Sessions.
Okay, and so we did this also in Love of Jellybean, and I know you gave respect to all of those guys out there, uh-huh. But let's speak on Jellybean for just a minute. Like,
Jellybean is one of the main architects of what we call the Minneapolis sound. As a drummer, as a guitar player, and definitely as a producer and a writer, from Janet Jackson to New Edition, Alexander O'Neal, and a whole list of other people, Ronnie Baker Brooks, that whole situation. Jelly Bean is one of the first guys to support me. Him, Morris, Jerome. We used to open up for them when I was with Enemy Squad back in New York, and we've been close friends for over the last 15-something years. We've opened up for them. We share stages with them. And Jelly Bean has been nothing but supportive. Same thing goes for Tony M and Damon D from MPG. Like we got the Minneapolis support from day one. So tonight was really monumental for me to see them. And I heard Bobby Z was in the audience as well. So
yeah. Bobby Z was here. Matt Fink was here. And how cool was it to not only see Tony M and Damon Dickerson in the audience, but then they started dancing and they were shouting. And I've been here several times, and Jelly Bean most of the time just chills in his seat until it's time for him to play. Dude was up dancing and telling everybody, oh shit, he just... Man, like, you got Jelly Bean out of his seat and doing the dances with you. Like, how does that feel when you look out the crowd and you see that?
Beauty personified, because, you know, when you know, you got to remember, like I told you on the stage, I stayed up. My mother used to let me stay up all night. Me and my brother would watch Purple Rain, like, 20 times under Cherry Moon, all the movies, Graffiti Bridge, every video that was done by Mars and the Time, The Revolution, MPG. To see my idols out there supporting and rocking with us, to me, that means the world. I mean, it's great when fans do it, but when the heroes that inspired you do it, it's not phony, it's not fake, and it's real. You know, like most of the time at the Grammy shows, people just stand up and they sit there. To see that reaction, that energized me even more, because I'm like, my heroes are supporting us.
Right. So, and it was a beautiful thing from the audience to look at and see, like, here's these guys that don't have to that are doing it. And it's just so cool, and it was just amazing to see you out there doing your thing, man. I'm a forever fan now.
Oh, thank you, man. You've been so supportive of us. Thank you so much, Chris.
When you get the new, you got five projects. So I'm saying we got five more times to have you on the show.
Oh yeah.
We'll give you a takeover session for each one that comes out. You have the show. You introduce the songs. We'll make it happen. And
absolutely,
man, Real Music Radio is definitely behind Law. If y'all don't know who Law is, he just told you how to get in contact with him. So get out there and check everything out. For Real Music Radio, we support him. We real artists, real musicians, real music. And man, this dude just tore it up. I'm gonna be sore in the morning just from the ass whooping we took. So, man,
thank you so much, man. Thank you. Shout out to Minneapolis. We love you, and we will be back for sure, without question. Man, the love we got here. I've been here since Sunday with the Paisley. You know, Tony and Damon took me to Paisley Park with the First Avenue. I got real emotional. A lot of tears for me, man. So to have this kind of love on my last night here before I go off and do these other gigs on my tour. Minneapolis, I love y'all so much, and I thank y'all for the support. Thank you for the years of influence. Thank you for sharing your hero with the world, especially New York. Thank you.
All right, guys. That was Law. Check him out at all his social media. Get that record. Put it in your car. Turn it up. Roll the windows down. Piss off the neighbors. Convert the neighbors, because they'll love it too. So, man, his mic was on. He you hear him. He's out of breath. He was rapping. He was singing. He was dancing. Cutting in the splits. So, I don't even know. I could go on all night, but I'm going to wrap this up. So, man, thanks for coming through again, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it.